Realtors, builders, and some environmental groups recently agreed to the first major rewrite of the state's shoreland protection laws in 40 years. DNR officials explained the deal to the DNR board yesterday, and after making some minor changes having to do with county enforcement, the board passed the package. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says shoreline property owners in rural areas would have more flexibility to make improvements.
The important thing to remember about the rule is that if somebody is a lake owner property now, if they don't make any changes to their building or their structures or install a new driveway, there's nothing new that they have to comply with. The trade-off is if they expand their footprint, we're asking for some beneficial impacts for the environment in return.
Frank says those property owners would face limits on the size of roofs, driveways, and other impervious surfaces and have to keep some native vegetation. Frank says some homeowners within 75 feet of shore would no longer be limited to making improvements that cost less than 50% of the property.
We used to have arguments about whether somebody put in granite countertops and exceeded the 50% rule, and it had little to do, had nothing to do with protecting the environment.
Some county officials still don't care for parts of the rule and say the provisions will add to local workloads, but critics may face a tough battle getting state lawmakers to change the rule package. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.